Welcome to the Following Inspiration podcast. My name is Debbie Lachusa, and after spending 32 years in marketing, I now spend my time blogging, doing volunteer pet therapy, and encouraging others to live a more inspired life. Living inspired means choosing to live by following inspired ideas instead of according to a rigid plan. Inspired ideas are those thoughts or ahas that just show up. Sometimes they feel like a quiet whisper, other times like a great big light bulb. On the podcast, we talk about the magic and the challenges that come with living inspired, and we talk to people who are building inspired lives and businesses. Enjoy! Hello, everybody. It's Debbie Lachusa, and welcome to another Living Inspired interview. We are going with the flow today. Our video was not working, so we're going to do an audio interview, but content is great just the same. Today with me, I have Emmy Simon, and I resonated with her story because, like me, she also walked away from a business after 20 years. And what Emmy wrote to me was that she had an inspired knowing, that she knew something greater was happening than her rational mind could understand at the time. And honestly, I think that is probably the best definition of living inspired that I could share, because oftentimes it's just something that you feel and you can't really explain it, but it feels right. So welcome, Emmy. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you very much, Debbie. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. So tell us a little bit about what happened. I guess it was about back in 2011. So it was a few years ago that, what was the inspiration that you got and what happened?
So I was actually took myself out of my busy. I went to Sedona and was sitting on a bell rock, and I asked a question. I just said, could I really walk away and just close the door and not show up the next day? And as I sat there, the knowing that came in was, something, this something greater than myself always got me through anything that I experienced in my life. And I knew that I was okay, that it'd be okay. And so I just had this knowing that this was the journey, that everything was going to be okay. Even though I was in such a very chaotic place in my life, there was a knowing that came through that everything's going to be okay. It's always been okay.
And isn't that, you know, I relate to that because I think a lot of times we get afraid, but when we look back, we realize that we've always been taken care of. We've always gotten through the tough times. And as you say, everything's always been okay, but it's so easy to forget that in the moment, especially when you're in chaos.
Yes, very much so. It's very, very hard to really have those insights when you're, you know, right in the mix of it. I do believe that, you know, making the choice to take myself out of that chaos that was here made a big difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, really following your heart. So, and in Sedona too, one of my favorite places, I actually spent my 50th birthday there because my 50th birthday was on 11/11/11.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm like, we have to do something special. So we went to Sedona, which is a very magical place and a very inspiring place. So I love that that's where you really got in touch with this.
Yes. I love Sedona. In fact, I'm doing a retreat there in about a week and a half.
Oh, awesome. So, yeah. So tell me, once you made that decision, what started to happen? Did other inspired ideas start to light your path? Did you get scared? Like, talk about the journey.
Well, what happened was 1 week later, I actually was sitting really in my dining room having this conversation with myself, and really my life sucked. And I was ending the business, but I also was ending a marriage, and I had even had thoughts of ending my life. And I don't know if other people have felt that way before. At least I wanted to disappear and make it all go away. So I was just saying out loud, talking to myself in the dining room, you know, this can't be all there really is. You know, this isn't the reason I came here. You know, this has got to be a joke. There's got to be something more. And I actually heard the words, you can change your normal. And in that instance, I really realized, oh my gosh, you know, my normal was really go every day, getting up, going to work, coming home, doing the same thing over and over and over again, much like that movie Groundhog Day by Bill Murray.
Yeah.
And, you know that? Yes. And it just felt like I was just, wow, trying to do it all right, you know, and yet here I was sitting, you know, with, wow, how did this happen? And when I heard that, I realized that, oh my gosh, I created my life. I was the creator of my normal, my chaos, everything that I was experiencing. It was really pretty amazing. And then I heard you can create a new normal. And when I heard that, I just knew that that's what my mission was, is to create a new life for myself, a new normal for myself. So I really believe in that instance of me really moving forward and taking the action to let go of something that meant something very dear to myself. Something else came into the space. I created a space within me for something greater to come in. And it happened 1 week later.
And you know what? And I talk about this a lot because the same thing happens for me. And I think for me, the hardest thing usually is being willing to let go. I always hang on to things way too long. And like you explain it, you hear something. And for me, I don't know if I hear it or if it's like a thought drops into my head. Most often when I'm out running or out walking my dogs or out in nature, when I stop thinking, you know, okay, it's like the idea drops in, and then it's like the decision time. Am I going to do something with this? Well, I guess before that, it's, does this feel right? And usually it's sort of an instantaneous knowing, this feels right, kind of what you're explaining. And then the biggest thing I find is letting go, because you have to let go of what you currently are doing or what's currently filling your head or your time in order to make space for that new thing to show up. But like you just described, with me, it happens so quickly, like the same day or within the same week. It's like all of a sudden, and you realize, oh, okay, I had to open up space for this to fully come in. Would you agree with that?
Yes. And you know what? I have learned since then, which I didn't really know back then, but when I made a choice, it's about me making a higher choice for myself. That was a higher choice for myself when I decided to let go of the business. And when I make a choice, it allows more possibilities to happen. And I agree. It's like it drops in. The thought that, you know, just drops in.
Yeah, it's so is making that choice. So this has been quite a few years now. So has it gotten easier to keep making that choice? Or I mean, I've been practicing following inspiration for going on 10 years, and I'm a lot better than I used to be. But I find I still hang on to things too long. I still get fearful when it's time to let go and step into something new, step into the unknown, even if I know based on history, the unknown might only last an hour or a week. How about you?
Well, for me, you know, it has been a journey. It just doesn't happen overnight. It has been a process. But over the last, I guess, 6 years now, I realized that the reason it's more challenging for me to make that next choice, but I kept making choices for myself. I got more specific, but what I've realized is that the specificity, it actually brings up feelings. And those feelings are feelings that so many of us want to run away from. And me included, I suppressed most of my feelings. You know, so when I was ending my marriage, I thought my ex was the angry one, but I was doing some thought work, and you had to write down, you know, I am angry. You wrote your feeling. I am angry because, and you went ahead and wrote the sentence. I had 3 pages of I am angry. That was the first realization that I was even angry. I was actually playing the nice, you know, the good girl and the people pleaser my entire life. So that's when I realized the specificity brings up feeling. So every time we choose something for ourselves, we bring up our feeling world, and most of us want to run or suppress our feelings.
Yeah, we like that comfort zone, don't we?
We do.
But I'm telling you, yeah, and I just wrote about this on the blog this week, like living inspired requires taking risks and stepping out of your comfort zone. And I don't think I really realized that until last weekend when I was watching a movie and I'm like, I never saw myself as a risk taker. And then I realized it is kind of risky because you got to step into that stuff and it doesn't always feel good.
Yes, it doesn't always feel good because it seems to me like anything less than my highest choice for myself, you know, it brings up other things into my space. And what I've realized there's more, you know, that means it brings up those feelings that I may have suppressed and they're just coming up for me to actually process so I can get more in the flow of my life. Yet if people don't understand that and, they will want to keep it suppressed or run from it. I think it was Jill Bolte Taylor said it takes 90 seconds to process an emotion. And it'll just actually, you know, it'll flow through you instead of, you know, you holding on to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, I love what you're saying because I think it could deter people from making the choice to step onto the inspired path because it doesn't feel comfortable. And it's like, why would I want to step into this when it doesn't feel good? But I think what I've discovered, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, is that if you're willing to do that, then you move through it and you get into a much better place where you are happier and your life is more peaceful and things do run better. Would you agree?
Yes, I 100% agree because on the other side of the pain, those, and it's not our happy feelings that we have an issue with. It's really the ones that we label as, you know, sad and scared and angry. But on the other side of that pain is love and peace and joy and efficacy. You know, you can really find your true nature on the other side of the pain. So it's well worth if you truly want to be free.
So it sounds like what we're talking about here is learning to live inspired is kind of a personal development journey. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's a journey of really developing a really good observer on board with yourself. Yeah, I mean, it's really being able to notice what's going on within yourself. How I like to say it is everything happens in me first or through me first.
Yeah, so that's a great segue to what I want to ask you about, because you said that what came to you was this idea of creating a new normal for yourself. But what I know is that now you're not doing that just for yourself. So talk about what this has led to.
Well, it's actually led to a very inspired heroine's journey. I actually looked at every area of my life. I looked at my health. I've looked at my wealth. I've looked at my loving relationships and, you know, what is my perfect self-expression, and it keeps evolving. But what I really can see for myself is that, let's see, how do I say this? It really is for me was really getting free of my mind and the control that my mind and my words and my thoughts had over my life. You know, what was really running, you know, on autopilot, that was really, I was doing out of just, that's what was being programmed in when I was younger. You know, it's been able to identify these, dysfunctioning code within myself and upgrading the operating system, if you say it that way.
Yeah. And we all have that code, right? You know, we all got messages, whether they were like blatant messages or subliminal messages from our parents, from our teachers, from society, our culture, all around us when we were growing up. And unfortunately, I think for some of us, probably most of us, it's not always code that really works in our highest best interest. So I think that is exactly what it's about. And I know I've spent many, many years diving into that code and working to rewrite it as well. just to be able to live in a way that's not, doesn't feel like it's run by shoulds, but more like possibilities and right. What feels right.
Yeah. Because what we pay attention, our energy flows to what we pay attention to. And, you know, I know, for example, I had a code of I can't. So, you know, how often did we hear, I can't, you can't do that, right? Growing up. And so I still have that running. I can't do that, right? You know, there's something for me to, you know, that's stepping outside of that comfort zone, you know, and I can see it, yet what was holding me back was this code of I can't, or I don't know how. And, you know, not know, so keeping myself unconscious through my words, because our words prescribe our reality. So, you know, my words were keeping me, with all the work, I found out my words were keeping me, you know, from popping through into the, you know, more inspiration living in my life.
Yeah, absolutely. We can be our own worst enemies without even realizing it. I think sometimes it's that's why, right. I think a lot of this journey is about waking up and realizing how you're holding yourself back with those words, even if you don't say them out loud, just thinking them in your brain.
Right, exactly. It can be, yeah, just on the inner or outer, the words that you are saying make a difference to your life.
Yeah. So you closed, you walked away from a business that you had for 20 years. So what are you doing now?
Well, I'm right now walking away from a home that I've lived in for 26 years, and I'm putting it up on the market. And I have my business that I've created, and I'm really going to go on another journey.
I love it. It's like we're on such similar paths, because my husband and I are talking about selling our home next year, and we've been here for 22 years, and it's not something we ever thought we would do, but it sort of feels like it's time for a new adventure, and that's kind of sounds like what you're talking about, and I wonder maybe if you could talk about that a little bit. I think walking the inspired path and living inspired, it is about like viewing your life as more of an adventure as opposed to just staying comfortable and doing what everybody else does. What do you think?
Yes, totally. I think that's true. And, you know, the thing is that when you are able to trust the unknown, like we were talking about in the beginning, you know that you're always going to be okay. It does make it a little bit easier to take that step outside the box. For me, I really, you know, when I was back in 2011, I thought something's happening to me, right? But I've changed my thought process. My perception is something wonderful is happening for me. And so I agree with it's an adventure. But the other thing that I realized too is when I processed all my anger and just went through and experienced the ring of fire, so to speak, burning off of those emotions that I suppressed from my heart space, I found my own authority for my life and my own authorship. So I literally can, you know, create my world that I live in, and I can author my life on my, you hear that kind of on my term, but I can author my life what brings me joy in my life.
I love that. It's so empowering. I hope people are really listening to that, because I think it's easy to get caught up in victim mentality, even if you don't feel like you're getting caught up in it, but just feeling like your life is happening to you instead of what you just said, which is it's happening for me. And it requires the ability to, and the willingness, I guess, to step into it and go along for the ride. But look at the magic that can happen when you're willing to do that.
Yeah, I just listened to something that I just loved. It's like flipping the switch of being motivated by benefit. And like what you said about a benefit is an adventure, right? It's exciting. It's fun. And versus being, you know, oh, it's scary, you know, to step out.
Right, exactly. You know, and it's funny when you said that, it took me back to when I was still working for someone else, and I was debating taking another job. And I remember I went and I had lunch with my brother, and I was so fearful. Like, what if it's a mistake leaving this? I mean, I was a vice president in an international nonprofit, but it was like burning me out. But I was so afraid. What if I leave? What if it's a mistake? You know, what if? And he looked at me and he goes, if you're going to play that side of the coin, you got to play the other side as well. What if it's better? What if it ends up being the perfect next step? And I went, you know what? You're totally right. Why do we automatically just go down the doom and gloom? We got to look at both sides of the coin because both are possibilities. And to your point, whichever you focus on is probably what you're going to bring into your experience.
Yeah, and I do believe that you've got to take that just next step. And sometimes it's a baby step to move forward. And, you know, choice creates awareness. So if you just take one step and you find out more information, and that's really what I've done. I've tried to put my house on the market for about a year and 3 months. And last year, I just didn't pull the trigger. So this year, I just was able to switch and take a lot of little baby steps in between that time to really just, you know, make it happen. But it became more and more aware every time I took that step forward in making this happen, you know, like cleaning out the garage and doing all the little things, you know, releasing felt so good that it just felt lighter to be without.
Yeah. And I love that you brought that up, because I think a lot of times we are our own worst enemy because we go so far down the path imagining all the things that could happen. And so we don't take that one step. But if we do, as you said, which is just take one step at a time, that one step's not so scary. It's just all of the things that we create in our mind that could happen potentially as a result of that one little step, which we all know in hindsight, 90% of it never actually materializes.
It's so true. And I found myself taking those small steps. And as I kept taking them, it became a lot easier. And, you know, this is the thing I also discovered through that process. You know, sometimes we make that choice and we do get to, like you were saying, clear to that, like, overwhelmed state because we're trying to see the end in mind and all the steps in between. But if we just focus on the next step, it's so much easier. But I also discovered every step of the way, I could choose again. You know, I could choose not to put my house up on the market. You know, I always had choice available to me. And sometimes I think we choose something and then we just lock ourselves into it forever.
I love that, because you're absolutely right. I think it is, for whatever reason, we don't realize that we could turn around or turn left or turn right at any point along the way, that we're not locked in. Absolutely.
Right. And I can see that with my marriage. I was married for 28 years. And, it wasn't always a great marriage. And yet we had great times. But, you know, I can see that I really felt like, you know, just keeping the vows, you know, I made that choice. So I kept my vows. Good or bad, right? Better
right.
or worse.
Right. Better or worse. Right.
Yeah.
Literally, even if it's not working
yes.
for you.
It's not working.
Which I understand, you know, nobody's marriage. I mean, I've been married for 36 years. Nobody's marriage is perfect all the time, but you definitely want the good to outweigh the bad. There's going to be some bad times, but definitely sure. taking it too literally and just being willing to put up with anything is not good advice either.
No.
No. So let me ask you this. So, I mean, it sounds like your life has taken lots of twists and turns, and you're really just kind of allowing it to flow and open up. If you think back 20 years, could you have planned this if you tried?
No, not at all. 20 years ago, I would have not have had a clue that this is what was going to take place.
Yeah. And isn't that the magic of really being able to just follow where you're being led? Because I think for me, I was trained as a strategic planner. And I mean, I was even, you know, I was raised by, you know, pretty conventional conservative parents. And, you know, you just plan everything out. And it works. But it doesn't take you to the places that you go to when you set aside the plan and you allow yourself to be led.
Oh, yeah. And I ran a business. And so I was very left brain, you know, that analytical. I was in IT, so I was in the computer industry for 17 years before I owned my own business. So I definitely was very in the left brain, figure things out, you know, how to. My one thing that I do recognize for myself and that inspires me is when I ask, you know, when I hear myself say I need to figure it out, I know that's like my cue to stop and just drop, you know, and just allow, because be an allowance and maybe ask a question, you know, what else, what is possible here, you know, because I know it's not about figuring it out anymore.
Yeah. So do you find when you just stop and drop it, which I love, that the answer comes to you, whether it's an hour later or a week later, it just shows up?
I find that more comes in. Yeah, right. I'll have something will pop in, like you say. It could be a day later. It could be a week later. You know, I call it the 10-second miracle move, because when we can notice things and drop them, you know, or not judge it, it gives us that ability to be in more allowance to more in our lives.
Yeah. Sometimes yeah. He's great advice. Sometimes easier said than done.
He's not always. I always find myself. I'm still challenged. Yeah, I'm still in process. I totally get it. But the more I'm aware of situations and not, you know, get my judgment involved, it works out much better.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we wrap up, I just want to ask you. Yep. What piece of advice would you share with someone who wants to live a more inspired life or build an inspired business?
Well, first of all, I say this with my clients. We've got to know where you are. You know, you've really got to get honest about where you are and then setting a bold intention to where you want to be. Because so many of us just want to get a little bit better. But if you set a bold intention, you're actually really, you know, setting something outside of the norm for yourself. And then our attention goes to what our vision is. You know, that intention that you set for yourself, you pay attention to that. But unless we can start where you are, you're going to build a business on top of, I always call it, my girlfriend said this to me, I have a friend, but she says it's like putting whipped cream on top of a mud pie. Because if you start with mud pie and you try to build a business on top of mud pie, or you try to build a life on top of mud pie, you're going to end up with mud pie still. And you're putting the whipped cream on top when you try to build your life. So it's better to take a look at where you are and just process the feelings and thoughts that are getting away in the way of you truly living your abundant life that's already here for you. It becomes a lot easier.
Yeah, I love that. It is about getting real and getting honest, because if you're kidding yourself or you're just going through the motions, it's not the same as really opening up your heart and looking at right. Where you are. And I love that you said set an intention, because that's what I believe in. I, you know, for years I taught people to set goals and it never worked for me. I feel like goals are so rigid and they're so connected to the planning process where you're making it happen. You set goals and then you create strategies and tactics and your to-do list. And I'm going to do all these things. And when right. I do all these things, the goal will be accomplished. And I love intentions because to me, it's more of an internal vision of kind of how you want your life to be or how you want to feel, but it's not tied to it being manifested in a specific way. It's just like you're putting the pin on the wall up there and being open to however you can get there.
Right. And then I am also aware very much so for each step I take. So I just really know my next step most of the time, like where's my next step taking me. But I also can take my emotions are my I call them my inner GPS, so that's how I navigate. So if I'm feeling frustrated or it's getting hard, I know I'm off track. You know, it's really being in the flow of that, like you said, the intention really has energy. It's your attention. So you know, when we have an intention and you place your attention on it, it actually just, the energy just flows even dynamically more in that direction. So if you can actually be in a line and it things feel easy for you, or it's just be aware when they don't, you know, what's going on? What thoughts are you having? You know, ask yourself some questions, because being able to shift from that frustration back to the flow of your life is really the key of living, you know, that path toward that intention.
I love that, because I think sometimes people think it's not that when you're living this way that you're not, it still takes effort. It still takes work,
yes.
But it doesn't feel hard or frustrating. It flows. So right now I have a million ideas zooming around in my brain, and every day I get more because I'm so energized by the intention that I set with what I'm doing with this project. So there's plenty of to do. I could work 24/7 if I wanted to, which I won't.
Yes.
And it all takes time and effort, and I got to learn how to do things I've never done before. Like when I did my first Zoom interview like a month ago, I'd never used it. But it's not hard. It's not frustrating. It's not like I'm banging my head against the wall. And I think it's really important for people to get that, because I think people think, oh, I'm in the flow and it's all just going to land in my lap and I don't have to do anything. And it's like, no.
And yes, I totally understand what you're saying. I mean, because I really thought that, I was in IT, but I never so much on the computer and having a business online. And so it just seemed like there was so much to learn. And I used to say, oh God, this is so hard. But I recognized that that was, you know, what I was prescribing, you know, and with my words, it's hard, right? And so I just woke one morning and I remember just noticing that thought. Oh, it's hard. And then I went, oh no, is it even my thought, right? Because we have this, we pick up on other people's thoughts, right?
Yeah.
And I said, that's not even mine.
Yeah,
so
it's easy.
I was really able to see it wasn't even my thought. And I just sent it back to the sender with consciousness and it started flowing.
Yeah. Being aware. I think that's a great note to end on. Yeah. Just being aware of your thoughts, and the words that you're feeding to yourself, and being aware so that when those inspired ideas show up, you actually recognize them and you can take action on them if they feel right.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you were here. I'm so glad we had this conversation. I love that we got into so many of the things behind what's going on when you're following inspiration, because I think that will really help people understand a little bit more about what it looks like, what it feels like, so they can start doing it more for themselves. So thank you so much, Emmy. I really appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Debbie. Mm-hmm. You have a great day.
All right, you too. Take care.
You've been listening to the Following Inspiration podcast with Debbie Lachusa. If you enjoyed this episode, I invite you to subscribe. You can also spread the magic of living inspired by posting a rating and a review, and by sharing this podcast with your friends. If you'd like to learn more about Following Inspiration, please visit my website at followinginspiration.com. If you'd like to share your inspired story right here on the podcast, be sure to click on the Share Your Inspired Story button. You'll find it on my website. Until next time, remember, this is your one life. I encourage you, live it well. Live it inspired.